You don't have to talk about it. Okay. Natalie Harada interviewing Masao Harada on January 4th, 1998 at her house. Where were you born?
At Wolf Point. What date?
June 17th, 1923. Okay. How do you think?
You want their name of the their name?
Yeah. What are your parents' names?
Magashiro Kumi and Hatsui Nakagawa.
Okay. Do you know where they were originally from?
Japan.
Okay. What did you do in your spare time?
We mostly just played outdoor games.
Okay. Did you get along with your siblings?
Pretty
much. That you had? Yeah. How many did you have?
Altogether, there were 10 of us. One died when he was 3 months old.
Do you remember the names?
My sisters and brothers?
Yeah.
There's Flossie, Hannah, Cecile, Yukiko, Mitzi, George, Mike, Jack, and Paul.
Did you ever play any tricks on your siblings to get them in trouble?
Oh, not too much.
Okay. Do you remember any of the games you played as a kid?
Mostly hide and seek, ball.
Were there any neighbor kids around that you could play with?
Oh, yes. We lived right in town, so we played with the neighbors.
Where did you go to school?
Williston High and Escondido High. I moved when I was 16.
Mm. How far was it from your house, the school, and how'd you get there?
In Williston, it was about 6 to 8 blocks, and we walked. And we had to walk home for lunch.
Okay. What were your classrooms and teachers like?
They're about the same size as they have nowadays, but the teachers were very strict, and you weren't allowed to whisper or get up and walk around, or school was very boring.
How did you do in school?
Oh, pretty good.
Okay. How many years did you attend school?
Just till through high school.
Okay. So were there local stores to shop at your town?
Oh, yes. We had quite a few stores.
Okay. Did you ever go on any vacations?
No, not really.
Okay. Do you remember how old you were when your family purchased your first car?
My dad died when I was 14, and my mother married a few years after that. My stepfather had a 34 Chevy.
Mm-hmm. When did you learn to drive, and who taught you?
I took driver's ed when I was about 50 years old.
Did you have indoor plumbing?
Yes.
Electricity?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a cellar where you stored your food?
Yes, it was a dirt walls and I think board on the floor and shelves down.
Okay, where did you get your water?
We had city water.
Okay. Were you the oldest, the youngest, or the middle child in your family?
Middle.
Were there any disadvantages or advantages to that?
Well, you got all the hand-me-downs. I don't think there was any disadvantage.
Okay. Do you remember any chores, if you had any as a kid?
Probably just doing the dishes and picking up.
Okay.
Helping around, not really.
What did your father do for a living?
He worked on the railroad.
What did your mother do?
She worked in a restaurant later on.
Did you ever get a job?
No.
Did you supply your own food, like having a garden, or did you just usually bought it?
We had a small garden.
Many Japanese Americans were harassed during World War II. Did anything happen to you as a child?
No, not really. We got along pretty good with the neighbors.
What was Christmas like?
We didn't get any presents, and because we were very poor.
Okay. How were birthdays celebrated?
Probably with just the cake.
Okay. How did you meet Grandpa?
I worked in a restaurant in Wolf Point. He was working there, too.
Did you have a wedding?
Yes.
Where did you live after marrying him?
Haver.
How many children did you have?
Four.
Names?
Arthur, David, Kimmy, and Carrie.
Did you celebrate holidays different as when you were grown up than when you were a child?
I think pretty much the same. I can't remember.
Do you remember any time having to deal with a teacher or a parent because of your children?
Not too many times.
Do you remember any time when they did something to each other where they'd have to be punished?
Oh, fighting. Arthur threw David around and sprained his wrist. He had to go to the hospital.
So how do you think life then is different from now?
I think kids get along better than those days too, though. And they didn't have so many toys that they learned how to play other games.
Okay, thank you.